Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 29th of August 2025. Today's topic is Be Calm. Our text is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 16 verses 5 to 13. Verse 5. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei the son of Gera. He came forth, and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And, behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Verse 9. Then said Abishai the son of Zeruiah unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse. For the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Verse 13. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. Key verse. 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11. And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, behold my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse. For the Lord hath bidden him. David had sinned against God, and part of his punishment was a strong rebellion by Absalom, his own son, to dethrone him. While fleeing from Absalom, a relative of Saul, Shimei, came out to curse and throw stones at the king. When some of the officers of David offered to silence Shimei, he discouraged them. David remained calm and controlled his emotions in the face of provocation. He acknowledged that God must have permitted the insult to enable him to learn some basic lessons like humility, forgiveness, self-control, and respect for God's authority over all situations. God allows us to go through some experiences in life in order to correct, direct, and mold us into the shape He desires for us. We must see beyond whatever we might be facing and think on the lessons God wants us to learn from them. However, without true repentance, it will be impossible to have a tender or submissive heart like Jesus. Are you being mistreated or misjudged? Are you going through a challenging situation? Don't take laws into your hands. Ask the Lord to show you what He wants you to learn from it. His grace is always sufficient to help you. Pray and be calm. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to see things through the eyes of faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Psalm chapter 37 verses 1 to 9. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.